This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the Marketplace desk of having so much money, it's almost a hassle. This item out of Norway this week. That country's trillion-dollar sovereign wealth fund is going to sell off some, and the key word here being some, of its oil investments, which is an eye-grabbing headline for a big oil-producing country and a fund built on those oil revenues. Divestments like this have, of course, been a talking point for environmentalists for years, and they certainly did applaud the announcement this morning, as they have when college endowments and other big investment funds did the same thing. But this being capitalism, Norway's decision was really less about climate change than it was about dollars and cents, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
As the saying goes, it's never a good idea to put all of your eggs in one barrel of oil. Yasir Al-Ghindi is with the research firm Energy Aspects.
If you are an economy that's already heavily impacted by the price of oil, does it make sense for you to continue to make an investment in equities that will also be impacted by the price of oil?
Last year, Norway got about 20% of its revenues from oil. So its government said today it wants to reduce its vulnerability to a permanent decline in the price of oil.
This is an investment decision first and foremost.
Ed Hears teaches energy economics at the University of Houston.
Oil and gas stocks have been the laggard across 20 industries over the last 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Investing 101, diversify. Norway will eventually sell its holdings in 150 oil exploration and production companies. That's only 1.2% of the fund's holdings. And it'll still invest in large integrated oil companies like BP and ExxonMobil. So this won't have a huge impact, but it will let Norway tout some green leadership, says Sony Kapoor, managing director of the think tank Redefine.
Norway has increasingly been called out in international fora for what is seen to be a very hypocritical stance, pretending to be green while continuing to pump ever-increasing amounts of oil.
Still, he says, Norway wouldn't be doing this if it didn't make economic sense. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.